State regulators recently allowed Vermont's largest landfill to expand by 51 acres, but with one key restriction. Opponents argued successfully that liquid waste from the Coventry landfill, called leachate, should no longer be sent to the Newport Sewage Treatment Plant and into Lake Memphremagog. The commission noted Memphremagog is a drinking water supply for hundreds of thousands of Canadians, and it said they should be protected from exposure to leachate chemicals. But in Vermont and around the country, other sewage plants still routinely accept leachate. VPR's John Dillon explains why that is a concern.
Montpelier Sewage Treatment Plant sits near the confluence of the Dog River and the Winooski River, and that's where the treated wastewater goes, out into the Winooski and downstream to Lake Champlain. Included in that waste stream is leachate from the Coventry landfill and a closed landfill in Moortown. Kurt Modica, the city's assistant public works director, points out some metal-covered tanks on one side of the plant.
The one nearest to us is for leachate storage. It's about a 30,000-gallon tank. And we bleed in 30 gallons per minute of leachate into the effluent stream coming into the plant.
The Montpelier plant removes many pollutants from waste. But like most other sewage treatment plants, it's not set up to process some of the more dangerous compounds of leachate. These are the so-called contaminants of emerging concern, PFOA and PFAS, and other related compounds. They are the byproducts of many common household products or industrial processes. They've shown up in groundwater all over the country, and they're leaching out of landfills. The Coventry leachate gets the same treatment in Montpelier as the other stuff in the waste stream. But, Monica says,
our plant is not designed to treat PFAS.
The Winooski River flows into Lake Champlain, and just like Lake Memphremagog, Lake Champlain is a drinking water supply for hundreds of thousands of people. State tests last year showed the PFAS levels released from the Montpelier plant were below 70 parts per trillion, the EPA's limit for drinking water. But they were above Vermont's stricter standard of 20 parts per trillion.
They're really very, very small levels, and that's what's directly leaving the plant, and then you dilute it into the Winooski and then into the Lake Champlain. So they are low levels, but, you know, it is obviously a concern for many people, and, you know, it's definitely worth investigating treatment alternatives.
Unfortunately, with these contaminants, the levels that are safe for human exposure are in the parts per trillion.
Elena Mahaly is a lawyer with the Conservation Law Foundation who worked on the Coventry case.
So this is one of those contaminants that talking about diluting it is not the answer to the health risk posed.
A sewage plant in Plattsburgh, New York also handles the Coventry leachate, and that also goes into Lake Champlain. So Mahaly sees a fundamental disconnect between barring leachate from going into one water supply but allowing it into another.
When you look at the remaining wastewater treatment facilities that are currently authorized to accept that leachate, they all discharge into drinking water sources. So it's illogical that the commission would rule one way, citing a significant risk to drinking water, and not see that same risk when the water is flowing from the Montpelier waste plant into the Winooski River and into Lake Champlain, which is a drinking water source for thousands of people.
And there's a lot of leachate. In 2018, Montpelier handled almost 6 million gallons of the stuff from Coventry. Casey Cathan, an analyst with the Department of Environmental Conservation, says the leachate that seeps out of landfills contains quite a chemical brew.
Water, a lot of organic matter, but also a lot of other chemical constituents. So there are, you know, volatile organic compounds, and anything you throw away is going to show up in the leachate signature.
And that's what makes dealing with waste from our modern lives so problematic. In an ideal world, treatment would remove the PFAS chemicals and all the other nasty stuff. Casella is operating under a 2011 permit that lets it send the leachate to the sewage plants. Cathan says that's not unusual.
The management of leachate at wastewater treatment facilities is kind of standard best management practice in the country.
She says unless there's some known industrial source of PFAS in the landfill waste, landfills are rarely required to treat leachate on site. However, the state wants Casella to look at alternative treatment methods. A study is due in October. As for the disconnect that the environmentalists point to between one treatment plant being allowed to handle it while another is prohibited, Kathin says that may be because the research hasn't been done to show alternatives.
If there's a disconnect, I think to some degree it's our request for exploring treatment options not being completed yet.
At the Montpelier treatment plant, Kurt Modica says accepting leachate from Coventry earns the city about $300,000 a year, money that's especially useful as the plant is undergoing a $16 million upgrade. He's eager to learn more about better ways to treat leachate and remove the PFAS chemicals.
No, our primary objective here is clean water. Leachate is an added revenue for the city, but you know the goal of this facility is to produce clean water, so that's always the primary focus.
The state is also doing its own study into PFAS and leachate. Both that study and the one Casella has underway will be used to inform a new leachate discharge permit for the Coventry landfill. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.